But I want to talk about some alarming statistics, or alarming to me as an asthma sufferer. Last year in New South Wales alone, there were 160 asthma-related deaths, which is up from 147. Now, new data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics is also suggesting that Australian women, or New South Wales women rather, over the age of 75 are three times more likely to die from asthma complications than men. Dr. Jonathan Burden is chair of the National Asthma Council of Australia and a respiratory physician. Dr. Burden, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are we taking away from this data when we look at that sort of frightening, three times more likely to die from asthma than men?
Yes, it is a very worrying statistic. We know that this is not new. It's been in the ABS statistics over the last two or three years, that the asthma mortality is overrepresented in the older age group, and in particular in women, as you say. Why is that? Well, we don't know exactly. But there are a number of reasons which are certainly contributing.
What do we think those reasons are?
Well, I think there's a number of things. Firstly, the prevalence of asthma among women is slightly higher than that among men. Hmm. But that doesn't account for the big difference in the statistics. Secondly, we know that asthma becomes a bit more common in women as they get into middle age and above, so around in the perimenopausal and postmenopausal time. We think this is due to hormonal influences that are happening at that time. Then there's in the older age group, and as you say, in the over 75s, I think it's very difficult to be absolutely certain about this, but the sort of things we think about are, firstly, that the ladies of the house tend to be the overall house managers, if you like, and the carers and so forth. So they're looking after other people, and maybe they're not, you know, they're concentrating on running the household, running a family, grandchildren, etc., and not concentrating on looking after themselves. We think that in that older age group, there are other comorbidities, so they're things like heart disease and obesity and those sorts of things tend to be more prevalent in the older age group. We think that things like being a bit forgetful and affordability is certainly an issue for some. So there are a number of different things which I think we recognise as possibilities, there's no one single item. I think it's a multitude of things.
When we look at the kind of uptick in asthma-related deaths, should all asthma sufferers be a bit worried about that?
Well, as I've always said, the risk of dying from asthma is having asthma. And yes, everybody with asthma should be concerned about that. It's no different, I suppose, if you drive a car. There's always a possibility if you're getting skittled. But we know that most asthma deaths are preventable. And the important thing about managing your asthma well and preventing it getting worse and getting into the mortality sort of issue is to a number of things. Firstly, you should take your medication as prescribed. And we know that about 40% of asthma sufferers in Australia who are prescribed preventative medication, that is medication they should take every day even if they feel good, don't take it regularly. So that's certainly, we see an overrepresentation from that group. Secondly, you should have your asthma reviewed by your general practitioner or treating asthma specialist at least once a year, if not more frequently. You should have a written action, asthma action plan. In other words, a written plan, this is what I do when my asthma gets worse, and you follow the plan. And then if the plan is not working for you, or if your asthma is just gradually getting worse over a number of days, seek medical attention early rather than sort of putting it off and say it'll get better in an hour or two, and sometimes it doesn't.
Do you think there's a reason that we maybe don't take our asthma seriously enough?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One is that I think people don't realise that there can be very severe consequences from having asthma. And you know, some people I think that asthma is a mild condition, but as you pointed out, 455 people died from asthma in Australia in 2016, and a bit over 400 the previous year. So I think also that there's a concern about, well, not so much a concern, but people get a bit forgetful. If you're feeling good and you're not breathless and you're not coughing and so forth, you're not cued, you're not reminded to take your asthma medication on a regular basis. So it's a bit like if you've got high blood pressure, it's because there's no pain or anything like that which reminds you. You've got to create strategies to remind you to take your medication. So put your asthma puffers by the bedside, next to the toothbrush, next to the socks or what have you, so you're going to bump into them each morning and evening, so that hopefully you'll remember. But I think there is people tend to underestimate the serious nature of, or the potential serious nature of, a bad attack of asthma.
Yes, certainly they do. And I've got to say, having been on the receiving end of them, I'll never underestimate one ever again. Dr. Jonathan Burden, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Dr. Burden is the chair of the National Asthma Council of Australia. Some interesting findings. Women over 75, three times more likely to die from asthma complications than men. If you go to the 2SER.com website, we'll have some links up to the Asthma Council and their tips on how to minimise risks. I'll be reading that, trust me.